The Great Quest by TPR. The aim of this souvenir is to help the completion of the new meditation hall and auditorium in front of Sri Bhagavan Shrine to shelter more and more of his devotees seeking with surrendered hearts the fruition of self-knowledge and for lasting happiness. Since creation, the biography of man has been a repetition, and it is vain to approach Sri Bhagavan through the medium of speech. The spoken word cannot encompass understanding, and if ever a book of his teachings were to be compiled, the best title would be Himself. By his grace and influence, people saw in him a living embodiment of truth and tradition of Vedanta, an embodiment living and lived in our very midst. No one ever doubts one's own existence, even if everything else were to be a matter for doubt. This awareness, so native and natural to each individual, this self, the I in him, is a matter of direct, immediate experience and needs no proof. This self-awareness, being consciousness, is basic to all other knowing and objectivity. Sri Bhagavan tells us that this experience, this awareness of being, is present in every individual as the I in him, but for which there could not be any notions of the world or God. To him, all manifestations revealed only the same non-dual Brahman, the same reality. This reality is with us during all our waking, dreaming, and deep sleep states. The Supreme Being, that is the reality, is one and unchanging through all multiplicity. That alone is. Hence, the notion that anything but the self exists has to be renounced. Whatever name you give it, there is no Brahman or God apart from the self. The question, who am I? The quest of the self was to Sri Bhagavan a concrete expression of a reality that is lived, and it is this authenticity which imparted to every word of his utterances an inimitable freshness, the flavor of truth embodied in the most immediate way. To him, there was no other to reckon or covet, no plurality or multiplicity, the root of all ignorance and bondage. This activity of presence found its highest expression in Sri Bhagavan, who manifested the supremacy of contemplative non-action, radiating the truth of the Upanishads in direct and simplest expression. The whole of our Vedanta is in the great question, who am I? On this occasion, again, it behoves us all to pray in our Divine Father, the sole refuge of His children, for guiding sustenance in all our hopes and struggles. No homage paid or service done will be greater than to see Him, listen to Him, and obey Him in our heart of hearts. Can there be a greater bliss than to be free of the narrowness of you and me and see that the chains that bind us are only fleeting dreams? The body is transient, the mind more so. The ego is the root of all multiplicity, desire and greed. Neither the body nor this world troubles us during sleep. Let us preserve the secret of this happiness in us, seeking the source of I and laying the mind to rest. Truly, then our waking life will only be as passing pictures on the screen. My humble prostrations to Sri Bhagavan's lotus feet.